on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eskom says it's working to ensure load shedding doesn't extend beyond this weekend. The utility reintroduced stage 3 of the power cuts yesterday after a 10-month break from the rolling blackouts. This follows multiple trips at two power stations during plant maintenance. Eskom says load shedding will continue until tomorrow as it works to replenish reserves. The utility's Becky Khumalo says they're confident they'll be able to stabilize the situation.
There is a risk if we've got more of those other units then coming off and then minusing whatever we are trying to bring back. But I think from where we are, we think we should be able to sustain it. But the risk is there if something happened more than what we are planning for.
The Southern African regional bloc SADC has declared its unwavering support for the Democratic Republic of Congo. Leaders, including President Cyril Ramaphosa, attended an emergency summit in Zimbabwe yesterday to discuss the situation in the DRC. 13 South Africans, most of whom were part of a SADC peacekeeping mission, were killed last month when the M23 armed group made advancements in the eastern region towards the city of Goma. The summit says it will continue to support the DRC's efforts to safeguard its independence and sovereignty. Meanwhile, M23 fighters have been moving south towards the city of Kavumu. There's been another plane crash in the U.S. A small medical jet went down in northeast Philadelphia. Officials have confirmed that six people, including a child patient, were on board when the aircraft crashed into several buildings near a shopping mall last night. Now, there's been no official confirmation yet of any fatalities. All recovery efforts are continuing for a third day following a crash involving a passenger jet and military helicopter in Washington, D.C. 41 bodies have been pulled from the Potomac River so far. 14 people from the figure skating community, including two former world champions and young stars, died. The White House has now defended President Donald Trump's comments after he suggested diversity policies at the Federal Aviation Administration were to blame. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
When you are flying on an airplane with your loved ones, which every one of us in this room has, do you pray that your plane lands safely and gets you to your destination, or do you pray that the pilot has a certain skin color? I think we all know the answer to that question, and as President Trump said yesterday, it's common sense.
And finally, South African beauty queen Tshego Gaila has made history by becoming the first black woman to win the Mrs. World title. The 34-year-old attorney claimed the crown at the 2025 competition in Las Vegas in the U.S.
Once she puts that crown on your head, you will become the 40th Mrs. World.
An ecstatic Gaila shared this message on Instagram.
My sister nearly fainted. It's just the two of us here from South Africa. Wow. Wow, 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 guys. Every little girl who looks just like me, who has hair just like mine, who has skin just like mine, who feels quirky and awkward and funny, you are deserving of your dreams. And this is evidence.
On the weather front at home, Durban-Underberg reaching a high of 28 degrees, Maritzburg-Moy River 25, Richards Bay and Newcastle 30, Margate 23, Ladysmith 32, Cockstead 24. Sunsets at 6 minutes to 7. There's a southerly wind of 15 k's per hour in Durbs this morning. Cape Town's reaching a high of 25 degrees, Johannesburg 32.